A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. And being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord.
Taste and see.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also the cup. After supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. The word of the Lord.
We have to do the sequence, that's why. Yeah, I know. We'll do the short version, don't worry. Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. Truth the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing. Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us. You defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in the deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." And they replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for these people." Now the men were there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and then gave them out to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. When the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Happy Father's Day to you fathers out there. Thanks for everybody who's wished me Happy Father's Day so far. It's been a great day, especially as we celebrate now the Feast of Corpus Christi. And as we focus on that and we set off on this three-year of Eucharistic amazement, where the church looks at these 3 years and just dedicates it to the Blessed Sacrament. And I'm excited about it, but not as excited as people would like me to be. Because, again, we're going to go down and we're going to have a procession today and everybody's going to show up and say, "Look how great we are. We have Jesus, da-da-da-da-da." And yet, we make the sacrament a thing instead of a person. Oh, we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Yeah, we're in front of Jesus. To hear the second reading today, he says it twice. And when you do this, remember me. Remember me. Remember me. And so he's always calling us into this intimacy with him as a person, the God-man. We don't just come and sit there and do religious things and do religious rituals. We can do all that stuff. Again, I think about how many people are going to be at the adoration today and going to do the procession, and we're going to be part of that. But how many of them spend time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? If you are in love with Jesus and you believe in his real presence, then you know him as a person. You surrender yourself to him as a person. And then you spend time with him as the God-man. It's not just, this is a religious practice we do. In fact, that's why I don't like a lot of these things, because it just fills our pride in our religious practice, and we hold up Jesus as this God who's going to get everybody instead of, I always just say, are you spending time with Jesus every day? We've had adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament for 18 years here. We have devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, and you prove your devotion to the person by spending time with him, right? And again, as I look at anybody know what this is? It's a bulletin, right? Put it out every week. And there are 75 hours not filled. Oh, we believe in Jesus. Well, are you doing a holy hour? Oh, I don't have time, Father. Then you don't believe in Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. I don't care what you say. Father, you know when you get like this, we hate you. I know, but I'm trying to get us to start living what we believe. It's not enough to show up at Mass on Sunday. We need to believe this every single day of our lives. We need to commit our faith in Jesus Christ by showing Jesus, I believe you're a person. And as any good friend, I want to spend time with you, period. It's not enough for me to show up on Sunday and say, look how holy I am. It's just not enough. If Jesus is here, we should spend time with him every day. Well, Father, that's just not possible. Oh, it is possible. It's not our priority. Again, if we can't get and spend time once a week with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, which I don't buy at all. If you can come here once a week to Mass, you can easily give yourself an hour to be with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. No excuse. None. Zilch. Those of you who continue not to do it, show what you don't believe in. You can go there today and process all you want. But if you're not giving an hour to Jesus every week, your faith isn't real. Commit yourself to the Lord God in the Eucharist. We should be crawling in our hands and knees to be with Jesus. If we believe in him, we will spend time with him. Those of you watching on TV, if you don't have perpetual adoration, I get it. But then the church becomes a tabernacle. So again, every one of us here, if we can't do it, we don't have perpetual adoration in our parish, Father. I'm sorry. But the church, you can go, and our church is locked. I get it. There are pagan churches throughout the United States. Lock their church doors. Then you stop in the church, in the front of the church, and you stop and say, Jesus, I believe that you're present in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And I stop here just to be with you for a moment. Come to work with me or come home with me. You can do that. In Erie, you absolutely can do that. We have 32 parishes in this area. 32. You can easily stop and somewhere in this diocese, when you're going to work, you're going to school, you're going and stop and say briefly, Jesus, I love you. And I give you my life. We've just got to make this reality of the sacrament, of the celebration of Corpus Christi, real in our lives. Not just profess it, but live it. Again, we do this not to show everybody, but to show Jesus. Jesus, I love you. So the first thing we do is we don't make him a it. He's a person. The Eucharist is not an it. You're not going to receive a piece of Jesus today. We're not going to give you a dead, sliced up body of Jesus, body of Christ. Even like at the town hall, which was fantastic last week. We'll talk about it later. But someone at town hall says, I have no idea. It came in the general things about, can we start receiving Jesus in his body and blood again? I said, no, we're not allowed because of COVID. But what it does again is it makes Jesus a thing. When you receive the body today, you receive the body and the blood. When you receive the blood, you receive the body and the blood. You're receiving Jesus, a person. We're not separating his body and his blood. Oh, here's his body. Now here's his blood. Excuse me. It's Jesus, 100% Jesus, the person, God person, every time we receive him. So we don't have to focus on this or that.
we focus on him. Remember me. It's exactly what we're doing. And again, so we don't make him a thing, he is a person who we can be in a relationship with. It. And this relationship is made real if I love people. Again, so those of you who are married, right? If you got married one day and said, listen, honey dear, I love you, but I will spend, I'll call you every day for about 30 seconds. I'm going to say the same words every day. So just pay attention. And then I will spend a little bit of time with you once a week. The shorter amount of time, the better. And we will do this all the days of our life, right? But that's what people are trying to do with Jesus. Jesus, I will spend some time with you. I'm going to say my prayers that someone else wrote every day, and I'll say them very fast to make sure I get them all in. And then, depending on who has the mass, I will come, and I will spend 40, 45, maybe an hour with you, Jesus, every week. But don't expect anything else. So, what kind of marriage would that be? I don't think it'd be very good. Some of you might live that marriage now, but that's not a good marriage. The reality is, if you're in love, you want to spend time. So we want to spend time with Jesus. So again, if you haven't done it, 75 spaces are open. You don't just sit there and show up at the procession today and walk around with everybody and let us rejoice before all the world what we're doing. We make it real by doing a holy hour every week. Then, so we know him as a person, we spend time with him as a God person, and then we need to bring him to everyone we meet as a person. Again, we've talked about it a million times. When you receive Jesus today, it's not he comes into you and then he leaves in 10 minutes. He lives inside of us. We are the living tabernacle of God. So what we must do is bring to everybody. We need to have Corpus Christi processions every day. Correct? By bringing Jesus who lives inside of us to every person we meet. That would mean so much more to God than just once a year walking down the streets. Though I'm going to be there and I'm very excited about this kickoff. But I want us to go deeper. It's not enough to just go through the motions. It's not enough we could all be pagans and doing this and filling our pride. It's whether we live this every single day. Corpus Christi is an everyday thing. It's not a once a year thing. So when you and I receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ today in the most blessed sacrament, we need to take him to everybody who doesn't come to church. Take him to everyone who doesn't believe in him. Take him to the poor. Take him to the weak. Take him to the sick. We take Jesus. We become a Corpus Christi procession every day of our life. If we want to show the world Jesus and not us, not our opinions, not our religion, not the way we believe things, we just show the world. And bring the world Jesus. This is what Corpus Christi is about. We celebrate the God-man who became a person and died for our sins and then feeds us every day with his precious body and blood. We celebrate the God who is Emmanuel, who is with us and who we want to be with. We celebrate a God who just doesn't live in heaven but lives inside of us. By the very reality of the precious body, blood, and soul of Jesus. And he doesn't want us to leave him here. He wants us to take him to everybody we meet. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.